Christmas. Christmas is the celebration of a baby that was born into this world, who was God wrapped in human flesh. To celebrate Christmas is to suggest that you want the party, but you don't want a gift that God gave to a sin-sick world more than 2,000 years ago. The true meaning of Christmas is not about going to the mall. It's not about catching a sale at your favorite store or decorating a Christmas tree. It's not about a diamond ring or a tree with decorations on it. But the true meaning of Christmas is when we can look toward heaven and thank the God in heaven for his presence and his gift in the person of Jesus Christ. Because if the truth be told, there are times that we can learn more from a child than a well-educated adult. Yes, 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 I told Deacon Hagee I wanted a diamond for Christmas. But when I really think about the meaning of Christmas, I want more of the gift, amen, somebody, that keeps on giving. So such is the case in the text, Pastor Wood, in the story of John the Baptist, because John, while he was in the womb of his mother Elizabeth, shows us how to celebrate this year of 2019 with a gift that keeps on giving. And if an unborn baby can leap because his Christ is near, how much more should we rejoice for a risen and a resurrected Savior? And let me suggest to you, New Providence, why John the Baptist celebrated the child, Christ. First of all, because John the Baptist knew who Jesus was. You see, my beloved church, when Christ was born, God emptied himself into a human body to provide a sacrifice that he would be pleased with. So when Jesus was born, he was not just an ordinary baby. Come on, somebody. He was God made manifest. And so my question to you this morning is, do you know who he is? Do you know Christ, the gift that keeps on giving? Can I call up a witness in here this morning? Adam and Job knew him as their redeemer. Noah knew him as his ark and a shelter in a time of a storm. Abraham knew him as a roadmap and a great provider. Moses knew him as his walking partner and strong deliverer. And even the Hebrew boys knew him as a liberator who can take the heat out of the flames when you find yourself in a fiery furnace called life. And even Pastor Wood knows he's a God who keeps right on giving blood. Come on, somebody. But when you know who he is, you won't have problems celebrating Christmas with Jesus, the gift that keeps on giving. And not only do you need to know who he is, but the second reason I want to suggest to you is why John shouted is because what was in Jesus' hand. Look at this. When he heard Mary's voice, he began to shout because John knew that in Mary's womb was the promised Messiah, and in his hand was salvation for the world. I know that don't sit well with some folk in here. But when you think about the fact that we serve a God who can reach up on a bridge, pull out a drug addict, or an alcoholic, and make him or her a Jeremiah with fire shut up in their bones, and a member of a prayer band or a praise team. Come on, somebody. He's a gift that keep on giving. And when you think about the fact that we serve a God that can walk up into a prostitute house, into the White House, and call men and women by their name and make them missionaries of a great commission, he is a gift that keep on giving. And when you think about God who can sound a trumpet and call young men and women, boys and girls from all ages with diamonds in their nose and rings in their tongues and in their belly buttons with red hair, purple hair, orange hair, and no hair, and they can walk right up in our church and sing Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. A gift that keep on giving. And not only do you need to know who he is and what he has salvation in his hand, but the final thing is, if you notice in the text, is that John knew he was in the presence of the promised Messiah. And if you are going to celebrate Christ this Christmas, you got to spend some time in his presence. Can I get an amen out there? And brothers and sisters, it's not about presence, but it's about his presence. And just in case there's something here under the sound of my voice who didn't get a gift wrapped in a fancy wrapping paper, I stop by to tell you, don't get mad. Come on, somebody. Don't get mad if you don't get a gift wrapped up in gold paper. Don't get upset. Don't throw a pity party, but you ought to have a praise party. And as you get your praise party on, you ought to tell somebody that your praise has a purpose, and the purpose behind the praise is that the God of heaven looked down through some 42 generations, born by the Virgin Mary, raised in Nazareth, baptized in Jordan, tempted by the devil in the wilderness, but that wasn't still all of it. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. He gave sight to the blind. The lame began to walk, and the deaf began to hear, and the dumb began to talk. He turned water into wine, and that's not the end of the story. Mary Hagin, what are you talking about? God, the Bible says that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Oh, but then that wasn't the end of the story. He was betrayed by one of his own, Pastor Wood, led up a hill called Calvary, nailed to an old rugged cross for your sins and for my sins, placed in a borrowed tomb. But early, come on somebody, early, I said early, one Sunday morning, Jesus got up, stepped out on resurrection ground, and cried out that all power, all power, all power is in my hand, in heaven and in earth. Jesus is the gift that keep on giving. How do you know? Do you know a man? Do you know a man from Galilee that can set your soul free? Oh, come on, somebody. For old Christ the solid rock I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. Come on, somebody. Help me praise God. I feel a praise in this house today. I feel a praise in our spirit today for the gift that keeps on giving. And if you believe that, if you truly believe that he is a gift that keeps on giving, I ask you to stand to your feet. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is not about the Christmas tree. Yeah, yes, yes. But it's about the one who hung on the tree.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's Word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay Varina, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us. And be blessed.